Howdy, howdy, howdy once again, my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my good friend, Mr. Joey Chester, who is the spokesperson, public relations person for FAIR, our sponsor, the Federation for American Immigration Reform in Washington, D.C. I wanted to get him on, folks, because it's not enough that we're seeing terrorists and criminals come into the country, and we've seen it right here in Texas recently, right here in San Antonio, in fact, with the Tren de Aragua gangs. But folks, now we've got TB coming in, and heaven knows what other illnesses are coming in. Joey, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Talk to us. Tell us what is going on.
Yeah, George, it's great to be with you. Look, FAIR has a new report out. Our research team has been hard at work on this. And like you mentioned, I mean, on everyone's minds, you've got terrorism, you've got Tren de Aragua, you've got criminal illegal aliens, all these things. And then you add in what we've discovered is this major new public health threat that mass illegal immigration and really mass legal immigration also poses. So tuberculosis, TB, really hasn't been a problem in America for a long time. If you look at a graph, there is this down trend for years and years and years. And then when the Biden-Harris border crisis starts, it skyrockets. So FAIR found an increase of over 30% between 2020 and 2023. And nationally, 76% of TB cases in 2023 occurred in foreign-born patients. And part of the problem is that a lot of illegal aliens and even legal immigrants coming in, they have latent TB, so they don't have any symptoms of it. And 80% of active cases in the U.S. actually originated as latent TB. So you've got all these people that come into the country, and then these cases end up becoming active. And then where it's really a threat is you have a lot of kids who are in classrooms, and your child may be sitting next to a kid who ends up developing TB, and then your child ends up catching that. And you can just see how it spreads and how it's a problem that we shouldn't be dealing with, but all of a sudden America is dealing with it again.
Now this situation, again, the Biden administration is not vetting, is not checking backgrounds of individuals that come in. People are discarding their identities at the border, at the river. And in some cases, are they even being checked health-wise? Because I know that at the height of COVID, people were still coming in and nobody was being checked or stopped.
And that's exactly part of the problem, George, is these people are not being checked. Now, the only situation where someone may be checked is if you cross the border and you encountered a Border Patrol agent and maybe you were coughing up blood and they could tell that you were very seriously sick.
You are visibly sick, yeah.
Yeah, they may take you aside, but otherwise, you know, their goal, because of the Biden administration, is process and release as quickly as possible. And so these people are coming in, they're being released, and then you add gotaways on top of that, which, you know, we think are over 2 million at this point. There's absolutely zero screening for anything whatsoever. And last July, there was a report that came out. The Biden-Harris administration released almost 2,500 illegal alien children with latent TB into American communities. And this is in 44 different states. And so you can see how people of all ages are just being released into the country and sent into communities. And these cases could become active at any point. And like I said, again, now Americans are dealing with something that really hasn't been an issue for years, and it's back again. And it's one of those things that could really be prevented or at least controlled. But the Biden administration is totally willing to sacrifice public health and many other things in the pursuit of open borders. That's what we're witnessing, and I think that's ultimately what it comes down to.
You know, this is germ warfare. I mean, it is really, really disturbing that we are allowing this to happen, or that it's being allowed by a government that supposedly is our government and supposed to protect us?
Well, I think there are, I guarantee there's other diseases out there. I mean, you've got, you know, I'm sure COVID is still a concern. A couple other things I wanted to mention about TB, the cost can be insane, up to $500,000 to treat a severe case of TB. And imagine if it's an illegal alien who can't pay, who doesn't have health insurance. Think about where that burden falls onto. It's the taxpayers. Some border counties, like places in Texas, have TB rates exceeding rates in high-risk countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Lebanon in the United States. So when you just mass release people into the country without lack of screening, these are the real life consequences. And Americans are paying the price. And I think the key thing too is this is something that is going to be a problem, I believe, for years. This is not something that will just resolve quickly. It's one of those compounding issues. If you have people getting infected, it spreads to more people, it spreads to more people. You can see how it quickly becomes a large problem once again. And so that's why I think that Americans, and it's really awful, we will be paying the price for this border crisis for a long time.
Now, we saw during the Obama administration when they brought people with Ebola from Africa to Dallas. And then we saw in Dallas a breakout, of an outbreak rather, of Ebola that scared a lot of folks. I'm trying to figure out what, you know, what their thinking is. And at the same time, what do we need to do? I mean, other than get rid of the administration and get a new one in, what can be done at this point?
Well, one thing that I actually looked up because I was curious about it is there's not really TB vaccination in the United States. It's recommended that most people don't get vaccinated for TB even. So I think the biggest thing right now is controlling. And obviously, if we have a, you know, we don't get involved in elections, but the reality is, if there's a Harris administration, we're going to see mass illegal immigration continue. If there's a Trump administration, you'll see the rates of illegal immigration go down. And I think we will see at least some level of deportations. And so naturally, it's just a numbers game at that point, where if you have less illegal aliens in the country and less coming into the country, there's less cases of the disease. So I think this is just one of those things that our leadership is going to have to manage. And I hope that our leaders will stick up for the American people.
You got it. Once again, let's recap. We have TB coming in, and what do the figures look like at this point? How many have we detected? How many do you think there are out there, and where are they?
Sure. So we know that the TB infection rate in the U.S. increased by 34% between 2020 and 2023. This is after a very, very steady decline in the years before that. We know that nationally, 76% of TB cases in 2023 occurred in foreign-born patients. We know that counties, states, and metropolitan areas with high foreign-born populations have TB rates higher than those with lower foreign-born populations. And we know that some border counties, like I said before, are exceeding the rates of TB than in high-risk countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Lebanon. And then again, the cost, the average cost to treat a case is $20,000. In a severe drug-resistant case, it's up to $500,000 to treat a case of TB. And so I actually have some Texas numbers I'll just give you here because I think it's interesting. So Texas obviously has a large foreign-born population, being 17% of the state's total population. Well, in 2022, Texas's TB rate was nearly 31% higher than the rest of the United States. And between 2022 and 2023, TB cases in Texas increased by 12%. So Texas, one of these border states that has seen a lot of illegal immigration, is dealing with a TB rate that is much greater than the rest of the nation.
Wow. Folks, this is something very, very disturbing. This is very, very disturbing news. Okay, let's change gears. Tell us about the drop in the number of apprehensions of people supposedly crossing the border that the Biden administration is saying has dropped, and therefore they are controlling the border. Tell us about that. The Biden administration is saying that immigration is under control because the numbers have dropped. What's going on?
Man, well, if the Biden administration is calling FY 2024 a victory lap, they are out of their minds. So the total for FY 2024 of border encounters was a little over 2.9 million, the second worst year for illegal immigration in U.S. history. Only 2023 topped it. So this idea that, oh my gosh, this victory lap is so amazing, we've done so great, it's still the second worst year ever. It's really bad. And the reason that we've seen a slight decline in border encounters is because essentially the Biden administration has outsourced border security to Mexico. There was some kind of deal decided between the Biden administration and Mexico, where Mexico is now taking migrants on their way to the U.S. southern border and is busing them from northern Mexico down to southern Mexico to keep them away from the U.S. border. And what's important to note in that policy can end whenever. The Biden admin and Mexico could decide the day after the election that, yep, hey, Mexico, you can stop your enforcement efforts and send them all north. And we know that there's caravans headed all north right now to try to get to the border, actually before the election. And so I think that this drop will be temporary, and this enforcement could end at any time. And the Biden administration should not be taking credit for this drop. And this was a historically bad year for illegal immigration, no matter what the Biden-Harris spin is and no matter what the media spin is on it.
Oh, you know, it is just amazing. It's smoke and mirrors that they're playing with us, buddy. Smoke and mirrors.
They are. They're playing games with the American people.
Well, once again, let me thank you for joining us, folks. We've been chatting with our good friend, Mr. Joey Chester, who is the public relations person for FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Thank you very much, Joey, for spending some time with us and enlightening us.
Anytime, George. Take care.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.